Chairman Menendez, Ranking Member Risch, members of the committee, it's an honor to appear before you as President Biden's nominee to serve as the United States Ambassador to Japan. I appreciate the confidence that President Biden has placed in me, and I'm grateful for the consideration of this distinguished committee. Over 23 years in public service, there has been one constant in my life, Amy, my wife of 27 years. Six elections, two White House appointments, and one nomination later, she is the reason I am here today. Amy is living proof of the timeless truth that behind every successful person is an astonished spouse. Together, we've raised three great children. Zach graduated from UCLA and is serving as an intelligence officer in the United States Navy. Lana, a Brown graduate, joined the cable news network, and Leah is a junior at Princeton. This post has been held by distinguished Americans, Vice President Walter Mondale, Speaker Tom Foley, Senate Majority Leaders Howard Baker, Mike Mansfield, and Ambassador Caroline Kennedy. This long list also includes a member of this committee, Senator Hagerty. I want to thank him for his words and his comments earlier. If confirmed, I will continue the example he and his predecessor set and ensure America's interest in the region remain paramount. An ambassador is only as effective as the civil and foreign service professionals and U.S. Armed Forces who surround them. In Japan, these Americans have advanced our nation's ideals without an appointed ambassador for 2 years. I want to take this opportunity to thank them for their patriotism and professionalism to our mission in Japan, and I hope soon to serve our country alongside them. We are at a critical juncture in our foreign policy, in American foreign policy in this region. What we build in partnership with Japan over the next 3 years will determine America's posture for the next 30. The challenges and opportunities we face underscore the imperative of strengthening our bonds with our closest ally, Japan. For more than 60 years, the partnership between the United States and Japan has been the cornerstone of peace and prosperity in a free and open Indo-Pacific. Our alliance advances our shared interests and shared values. If confirmed, my top priority will be to deepen these ties while we confront our common challenges. China aims to conquer through division. America's strategy is security through unity. That regional unity is built on the shoulders of the U.S.-Japan alliance. If confirmed, I will draw on my 2.5 decades of public service as senior advisor to President Clinton and chief of staff to President Obama. I served as a trusted advisor on domestic and national security issues. As mayor, my administration made it a priority to bring the world to Chicago and Chicago to the world. During my tenure, Chicago led the nation in corporate relocations and foreign direct investment for 7 consecutive years. I also presided over the most active sister city organizations in America. As mayor, I traveled to Japan to meet with public and private sector leaders and signed the Japan-Chicago Partnership Agreement with the Japanese Ministry of Foreign Affairs and 8 additional ministries, marking the first time the Japanese government entered into a formal agreement with a North American city. In addition, the governor of Tokyo signed the Chicago Climate Charter, a first-of-its-kind municipal agreement. This trip laid the groundwork for deepening Chicago and Japan relations, including corporate relocations by 2 preeminent Japanese companies, DMG Mori and Beam Suntory, and many cultural exchange initiatives. 2 people inspired me to enter public service nearly 30 years ago. My mother, Marcia Emanuel, has spent her entire life serving others as a nurse, social worker, and a leader of CORE, the Congress on Racial Equality, in Chicago, where she was instrumental in the integration of Chicago's beaches and housing in the early 60s. This past October 3rd marked the 2-year anniversary of my father's passing. Dr. Benjamin Emanuel immigrated to this country in 1953 with just $13 in his pocket after fighting in Israel's War of Independence. He campaigned for national health care during the early 60s and quit the AMA over its opposition. He then sued the city of Chicago for lead in household paint and started a pediatric practice based on one rule: no child was rejected because their parents could not pay. Through his years, he built his practice into one of the largest in Chicago. If confirmed, this will be the first professional pursuit I will undertake without my best friend, my father, by my side. The drive and values I have come from my parents, who always loved and supported me, even though I did not become a doctor like my older brother. For my mother and father, America was a place of possibility. In his wallet, my father carried a picture of the boat that brought him to the United States. That photo represents what he instilled in me and my two brothers, the beacon of hope, possibility, and endless opportunity this country is to the world. I wish he were here today. First, while my mother is proud, he would be shocked and amazed that I'm sitting here. And second, it would reaffirm his belief in that special place we all love, America. And the final thing I have to say is the first thing I want to do. Work closely with this committee and the Congress as a whole to ensure that we work seamlessly across the aisle, across the Capitol, and across the Pacific to advance America's interests in the vital Indo-Pacific region. I would like to thank this committee for your consideration of my nomination. If confirmed, I intend to work with you to promote our economic prosperity, strengthen our national security, and ensure our democratic values remain paramount to the U.S.-Japan alliance. Under your leadership, Mr. Chairman, working with the ranking member, Senator Risch, this committee has continued its proud bipartisan tradition of putting country ahead of party. That is a mission and a mandate I proudly chair. Thank you.